뭐 이상하면 그냥 뭐 구조 Somba manzi nchitwa mwini. Amen.
Amen.
So, nyoni mwamba. So, zon says. So, kuya miki. Aperi.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Brother Nzima. Amen.
Amen.
Tenze tagona bueno.
Amen.
Tiamika mulungu. Bamae mutambo mauka bwanji. Tiamikila. Okay. Dino kondwe la kwana wa makwelele. Mulungu wa kudali seni. Bamae pili watisunga bwino kumanshoni.
Amen.
Tenze ku hotel. Watisunga bwino, watijesa bwino.
Amen.
So thank you, my Piri, for keeping us well.
Amen.
God bless you. We are continuing with what we started yesterday. We are going to speak on Philippians chapter 3, and we shall look at Philippians chapter 4. So this is the third message or part three of the message, The Blessings and Troubles of a Growing Church. May I hear what you learned yesterday? Is there something you feel God spoke to you yesterday? You can let us know. My brother here.
Umu one kamonga ni mwana. To pamene munge na patopa. Alibe pafunika pakale chikoni.
Amen.
Kona.
Amen.
Kwa muri ose mlimbi na mwana.
Amen.
Imu amene kinali kuza kutiyoni zoni. Amen. Ikamene ulunga mafu.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Piri.
Nane ndinga kumpeko. Ni nambela kuti ife wa Kristu tufunika tizimi lila patintu chimozi noti mzako akusokoneze patintu zietamene yu waimi lila hiya yu jasu Kristu nenga kona ine nda wela na ona uta osa mbelela mtu nani yu waimi lila chamene una wela
amen
upitilize natwe
amen. God bless you, Brother Piri. Thank you. Any others?
Vena.
Ni chani cha mene muna punzira po mae.
Muna punzira po itaso.
Ile kumwala sinenze eko. Sinibela kune mneodwa.
Amen.
Kuma nina imbe ya message ya usiku pa mene nenze eko. Ego kamba kuti. Kukunika kukala kuhulimba.
Amen.
Osa kala na msu sana. Mpingo ngati muu. Uwe nakamba tenti state. Mungu ungwa mtu umatitani.
Amen.
Osa kwelela kumbuyo ini mkupendera. Deni ni kukuru filirana. Kukondana.
Amen.
Na sepo ijamene wana buwa kutipunzi saputu. Wanati
punzi saputu. Amen. Amen. God bless you, my mtam.
Amen.
Amen. So I know we all have a testimony. But now let's go into the word. Philippians 3 verse
3.
Remember, this was a letter Paul was writing to the church at Philippi. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. We now ask that, Lord, you grant us your blessing. Help the preacher, help the interpreter, help the listener, that all of us, Lord, may submit to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. We bring every thought and imagination under the lordship of your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We may be seated. Now look at the words Paul says. He says, we are the circumcision. What does he mean by that? You need to know this, that the time Paul was writing this letter, there used to be big religious groups which people recognized as the real churches. There used to be Pharisees. There used to be teachers of the law. Kwenze wenze zivika kutingatini mpingo ni ujangatini wama pempero ni wajaba bishop.
Those were known that they were the clergy of that day and the church of that day.
And in Israel, there used to be a lot of religious practices. And when you do those religious practices, people believed you were doing the right thing. So you find that someone, they'll give sacrifices or offering to the temple, and they felt good in that because they gave what the church system wanted. A priest, he had a special uniform. When he wears that, and when people saw him, oh, they admired that. That's a man of God. He used to wear a gown with a turban, and people respected that. But when Jesus came, the truth was revealed. That God is not just interested in how you wear these uniforms. God is interested in your heart. How is your life? So here Paul says, we who have received Christ in our lives, we are the real people that God acknowledges. Because we have the Spirit of God in us. Now, when you take a monkey, do you know that some people have managed to train a monkey to ride a bicycle? They even make him to wear clothes. Hey, I've seen whites do such things. They take a monkey, give it clothes, even glasses. Does that make a monkey a human being? You can give it clothes, give it glasses, even shoes. It is still a monkey. But now, when God has brought us in the Word, we should not be like that monkey. Our lives and our hearts should be changed. Are we together?
Yeah.
That is why I don't believe in uniforms. You know, when people wear a church uniform, they believe they're now a Christian. There is nothing in that thing. In heaven, they don't know those things. It's not recognized. You are a Christian when you repent. Repent does not mean saying, Lord, forgive me. That is confession. You are just speaking words to God. Everyone say repent. Can you say repent?
Repent.
Don't say tikambe repent.
Repent.
Repent chitandauza wenzenda wenze paulendo.
Wanzera utenga. You've heard the message.
Wasinta.
Then you turn.
Wamboenda manje kwa mine kwa enera.
Then you go to the right place.
So repent means change. It is something which happens. It's not just what you speak. It is something which happens to you.
Kulapa ni kuchinja ni chimozi chima chitika mkati mwako.
Ni chintu chochitika, not chokambi wa pakamwa.
It's a thing that happens inside, not just a confession from.
Nikagamba kuti ndiwe mkristo.
When I say you are a Christian.
And ni mkristo ninalapa na kama yanga kuti Mulungu nikulukire.
I confess with my mouth that the Lord should forgive me.
Iyo unashita confess. But kushita repent shitanda uza pamene walapa na kamwa kwako na umoyo wako wasinda aponde pamene tiza kamba kuti analapa anachinja.
He changed for
that hell. Is what you call repentance. Now when we receive the spirit of God in us, your life will show.
Umoyo wanu manje uzaoneka.
When you look at a cow,
mukaona ngombe,
what does it eat?
Imadia chani ngo.
Uzu. Why? Nanga mkapika ti machita bread, mafaka na butter na jam. Mchakuja cha ngombe cho?
Butter, tea and bread is not food.
Kapenati kakamba imwe, tikupeleke ni kuuzu, muzajia uzu.
Take you to the grass to eat the grass, will you eat?
Nchifu kwa chani?
Why won't you?
Ngombe kuja, nchani mwesumu kuja.
The cow can eat wire.
Sichiri muli imwe kuja uzu.
That life is not in you to eat grass.
Mulungu mamena natipangira, the way God made us.
Mamena natipangira mulungu.
We were meant to eat certain food. If you are a human being, you eat food for human beings. No one will teach you that. Your heart will just desire that food. When you take a cut, show it meat, it will just crave for that. It wants that. Give it grass. It won't even smell it. Why? It is not inside the cat to eat that. So what you eat shows what is in you. If you are hungry for a certain food like grass, it means the nature to eat grass is in you. Now, when you are born again, your food becomes the word of God. Your food becomes prayer. No one will tell you, hey, let's go to church. You know, you need to pray. In your heart, you say,
ah, I'm tired of praying.
According to the word of God,
does the cow get tired of eating grass?
If it stops eating that, it dies. So a person who is filled with the Spirit of God, that Spirit, it will give them hunger to hear the word. When they don't hear the word, they feel not good. If he misses church, he feels, I missed church, I'm not feeling good. Why? The spirit which is in him shows what kind. It shows what kind of a person he is. If you have no hunger for the word of God, you don't need to pretend like you have the hunger for the word of God. You need to ask God to help you. You need to be born again. Because if today I was born again and I became a cow, I'll start craving for grass. But if I just pretend that I am a cow, I'll try to eat grass, I'll vomit. But if I'm changed and I become a cow, I'll enjoy that. If a cow is changed and it becomes a human being, it will start craving for things that a human being eats. Do you see that? When we were in the world, we enjoyed taking beer. We enjoyed doing wrong things. We enjoyed playing cards. But where has that desire gone? We were born a second time. Why? The spirit of holiness came in us. And that spirit draws us to God. When you look at a hen, when it has eggs and the chicks are born. When the mother hen goes this way, where do the chicks go? They follow, right? They find protection in the mother. Does a hen give birth to chicks and the chicks begin to follow a cow? Does it happen like that? No, they follow the hen. When danger approaches, they run to their mother. So is the same to a person who is born again. The new spirit that is in them, it hungers for prayer. When it feels discouraged, it needs food. They go to church, they want to hear the word of God. Why? It's the nature of the spirit in them. Now look at this. Paul says, for we are the circumcision, which worship God in the spirit. Why in the spirit? Because we now walk in the spirit. It is the spirit of God that dwells in us. You can never fulfill the word of God using your flesh. No more than a cow can pretend to be a human being. Pretense will always show at a certain point. When we come to church, we don't want to work hard to be like believers. When you work hard to try to be a believer, you need help. You need the Spirit of God in you. And when the Spirit of God comes in you, you will stop working. It will just be the life and the love of God flowing in you. When you look at a sheep, it has wool. Oof, why? Now, does a sheep work hard to produce wool? Does a sheep say, hey, today I need to work hard so that wool comes out? Is that what a sheep does? No, a sheep eats. Wool comes out on its own. Why? It's the nature inside that brings out the wool. So is a person who is born again. They don't try to work hard to look like a believer. No, it's the spirit in them which does the work. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So now Paul says, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. I've told you one time I was walking near the University of Zambia there. Then I saw a man running. He was lifting his hands.
Some people were born.
And I was hearing noise everywhere. So I was wondering, what is going on? So this man came.
Some people were born.
I was confused. What is he talking about? I said, what do you mean?
Ndanda was a chan.
Angene sakalushawali. Angene sakalushawali.
Akalushawali is good.
He was celebrating football. His hands were up. He was talking on his own. What is he doing? He's worshipping. He's worshipping. Do you learn that? Is there a school they take you and say, you know, when they score football, you should lift your hands and you should say, and when I'm a bad one.
Is there a school where they teach such things?
When you go in the stadium,
when you have scored, you have to jump. Do they teach that?
Zima chitika tabe.
Just happens on its own.
It's a goal. Nisi ni mdala weo na mimba akondwela. It's a go.
Big man in the Godberry is happy.
Wakulu wamankara tuwana kutamanga.
And big people they become children start like running up and down.
Mudala so hugging araka mwana. Wagonesa.
Wakubanjira kamwana. Wagonesa.
Kuti eh ni mzimu wanjoyo.
What kind of a
ni mzimu wa bola.
Ute, that is the spirit of football.
Manje naise.
Na even us.
Poa kuti. We are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit. And we rejoice in Christ Jesus. We rejoice in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Even me when the spirit comes.
Sometimes nienza motoka.
When I'm driving.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Like mom, unaanzima.
In the morning.
This morning, when we woke up, brother Nzima got his guitar. He started strumming it outside. I also took my saxophone. We started singing. These people are crazy. What are they doing?
People from the world, they can think I want to know
someone
is saying, "Oja chan."
Ah, nase, ise stina mzimu wa bola, tina mzimu wa mulungu.
We have the spirit of football, we have the spirit of God.
Amen.
Amen.
There was one time I was walking in the road. I also lifted my hands. I said, Jesus, I thank you. But you know what the world will call me? They'll say, hey, he's gone mad, he talks to himself. Ah, namu ndi mo funda, muma kamba mweka bola ikangena. It's the spirit which is in you. If you have the spirit of football, you will rejoice in football. But that's not the spirit I have in me. I don't rejoice in football. I rejoice in Christ Jesus. When I receive a phone call, Brother Nzima tells me, we have baptized 5 people in
Chatama.
I raise up my hands and I say, praise the Lord.
Amen.
A person who is there says, hey, Mr. Piri, what's going on? I tell them, it's a goal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So what makes a person rejoice? Remember, you can never pretend joy.
You can't pretend joy.
Uzaone katufu na kuzipanga panga. But muntu akondwela chazona. Imaoneka chabe joy. Paeka. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So joy is a result of the spirit that dwells in you. The Holy Spirit makes you to rejoice. When you come in church, you want to worship the Lord. When the word is preached, you are able to say, Amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Mwaimvera amen, is that?
Mwaimvera.
Mm. When I kutu wakambe amen, kutu, wazanda bakutu nane nakamba kwele. In the house of God, there is freedom. There is liberty. Forget about the person who is sitting next to you.
Amen.
We thank God and we worship Him. With true joy. Praise the Lord. Now listen to what Paul says. He says, and have no confidence in the flesh. We have no confidence in the flesh. You know what confidence is? Confidence means a sense of satisfaction. Sense of satisfaction. Or sense of accomplishing something. When you feel like that, you feel confident. But the scripture says our confidence is not in the flesh. We don't feel accomplished because people recognize us. Or because someone says, oh, Ijani church,
That's a church.
That's not where our confidence lies. Where we become careful, what do people speak about me? I am more careful of what God speaks about me. So our confidence is not in buildings. Our confidence is not in looking good and what people speak about us. Our confidence is in the witness of the Holy Spirit in us. If a person is always careful about what do people speak about me, what did he say about me? You are trying to earn confidence in the flesh. Your confidence should be in, is the Spirit of God with me? Is God speaking to my heart? Is the Lord using me? How is the state of my heart?
Amen.
When God speaks to your heart, and he, you know he cares for you, let that be your strength.
Amen.
Don't go in that door, entering in that door, coming in this church, wanting for someone to speak a nice thing about you. Why? If no one speaks, you say,
no one talks good about me.
Be more mindful of what does God speak about you. How does the Lord use you? When you focus more on that, you will become fruitful in your Christian life. Now look at this. A person who is confident in the Lord, he won't strive to prove himself to the people. As one
says,
when you know the work God is doing in your heart, you will be humble. You won't compete with anyone. You won't feel you are worthy because people have approved or appointed you to a certain position. You will have a sweet relationship with God. And you will also love people around you, whether they are fair to you are unfair to you. I had this testimony that someone was asking Billy Paul. Billy Paul was a son of Brother Branham, a great prophet in America. And now they were asking Brother Billy Paul, what's the greatest miracle you saw in the life of your father, which you witnessed? I just heard this testimony. Someone told me. I haven't read it, but the testimony encouraged me. And I'm told Brother Billy Paul said, one great thing about my father, it was very difficult to tell who is his enemy and who is his friend. He related with everyone as though it is his best friend, including those who were doing him bad. He says that was the miracle about Brother Branham. You couldn't know who is his enemy, who is his friend. Even when he knows this person is bad against me, he related with you as though you are his best friend. May our lives be like that. Don't have an issue with a person. Life is too short in this world. Love everyone. Respect everyone. Including people who speak behind your back. Don't speak bad about them. Speak good things about them. Because, you know, a person who holds a grudge against you, when you are angry about someone, it's like holding a coal fire in your hands. It's you who feels the pain, not the person you don't like. So why are you holding to that coal fire? It is destroying you. Every person will give an account before the Lord. So make sure you live right. Don't have a burden, an issue with another person. Be at peace with everyone in the house of God. If they don't like you, don't fight back. Love them. Love them genuinely. Don't say, nuku kondani, mulungu akudali sen.
I love you.
Kwa manager mulungu akudali sen, but
it's that kind of God bless you.
Kaidi wanakamba tizikondani.
Because they said we should love each other.
No.
It shouldn't be like that.
That's not a real one. It's a fake thing.
It's just one and chaboza.
But whenever anyone has an issue against you, you say, Lord, please. Forgive me. Help me to be a better person. So that that person, whatever issue he has, improve me, Lord, that I can relate with him well. Don't say, Lord, change him. You have no control over what goes on in another person's life. Don't pray for God to change him. Pray for yourself. Say, Lord, what makes my brother sad on me? Work on my life. So that the next time he sees me, let him rejoice. If there's a wrong thing in me, Lord, take it out of me. Because God will judge you. You don't know what God will speak about that person. So don't be filled with thoughts about other people. Be at peace with everyone.
Amen.
Speak good things about everyone. That's how children of God live. Now look at this. Your confidence should be in the Lord. Not in what people speak about you or what you hear. Because a person who has no confidence in the Lord, whatever he does, he seeks to please people. When someone speaks a bad thing about him, he quickly wants to answer back to defend himself. But let me show you how Jesus was. Because we are here to be like Jesus. Is that correct? You are not here to be like Brother Nzima. You are not here to be like Brother Piri. Oh, I'm a sinner, saved by the grace of God. I'm also learning. I'm still learning the holiness of God. So I also want to be like Jesus. So, but let's see how Jesus was. Let's read Isaiah 53, verse 7. Isaiah 53, verse 7.
Isaiah 53:7.
We're speaking about the confidence. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Did you hear how the Lord Jesus was? It was a prophecy about Jesus. He was oppressed. Do you feel sometimes someone oppressed you? He was afflicted. Can I ask you, has someone ever afflicted you? All these things happened to Jesus. But listen, yet he opened not his mouth. That's a great person. A great person is not one who answers loudly when he's offended. It's a person who is able to be calm Even when winds are blowing. Luke 23 verse 8. May God help us to be like Jesus. Luke 23 verse 8. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. Then he questioned with him in many words, but he answered him nothing. I was trying to ask Jesus, hey, they say you are a miracle worker. Hey, people say this and that. But the Bible says, Jesus said? Jesus said?
Nothing.
He answered nothing. Wanafufuza fufuza kuti kamba, bantu wakamba izina izipaliwe. Zilibwanja.
How is it?
Yes, when they do.
And Jesus didn't answer.
But ngati ndimwe.
If it was you.
Atanzima, tinamvela... Namtima wayamba kuchaya. Nindani wameneo yo, nipelekeni ni muone.
Who said that? Hey, take me there. The heart even starts beating.
Why was Jesus quiet?
Nchani Yesu analizi.
His confidence was not in the flesh.
Yesu Kristu, panachi kurupetaki sinari mtu.
He knew where he was standing.
Anazi wapamena na ruimirira.
His witness was not people, it was God.
Mboni wake sunari mwandu, nari mrungu.
May we be like that. Can you imagine if a cheetah was made to rest with hyenas? We say tina ma sports kuna.
We have got a race.
You put a hyena here.
Maika chimbwi.
You put a dog here.
Maika imbwa.
Even a toto is here.
Na furu.
And then you put a cheetah.
Maika kuna cheetah na kaingo.
You say, on your marks.
Atkwanza kerai.
Go.
Yamba mboni.
Will it be wise for a cheetah to run? Yes, my sister. Amen.
Amen.
A cheetah, yes, Brother Perry. Kupamba na onse. Manja naye akakondwera te reka ntamange nishiyepe nde chipuwa. Chifukwa kuli mkangano wina kwa sataya ndhawe kutu uzipeze po.
There are certain arguments, don't even fight them. Don't waste time.
What are you trying to prove? It means these people actually have no respect for you. Because if the people were wise, they would have known you are not even supposed to be on that race. Yeah? The tortoise is telling the cheetah, you cheetah, don't you know I can beat you when running on the race? Then the cheetah says, no, you can't. Mukuyanga kaingona yari benzero.
Because the cheetah's answer is not wise.
Chifuwa kulikuvuta na kuina, sufanika na kuyanga.
Ah, you don't even need to answer.
Nukamba kutu, oh, what's the toys? Ah, we show mulunga kudari sana nishi. Munamba utama.
Mukuyanga, ah, oh, is that a granny? God bless you, that's good.
Manje nae kaingwa kuti awe tiesona wakatuwe luze tuone wa mina ta.
No, let us go.
Icho chitanda uza kaingu sazi ziva.
It means, that means the...
Sazi wa ule merero wake.
He doesn't know the glory it has.
It's not every argument you have to answer to. Wisdom many times is in keeping quiet.
Nzeru kambi ni mkukala zi, mkukala chie.
Because you know your testimony.
1
Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
Timoteo 1:5.
Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith and faint. Akuti, the end of the commandment, the purpose, the ultimate goal. Otikambe kukwanilisika kwa punzi so ya Bible.
The commandment of the Bible.
Lingo. Ya mawe ya mine tukulupidila. The end of the commandment. Or the purpose,
Lingo.
The ultimate goal, is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience. A person who thinks right and of faith unfeigned. What is faith? The revelation of the word of God. When this word is in you and you have a pure heart, that's the goal of the faith. For you to be like Jesus. Others have turned away from this simplicity. Verse 6, from which some having swerved, swerved from what? From the simple teaching of the gospel. From the simplicity that is in Christ. What have they gone into after they came out of that simplicity? They have swerved and have turned aside unto vain jangling. Then jangling. Jumping from one argument to another. And when you look at their lives, they love arguments. They want to present themselves as believers. Look into their lives. It's vain jangling. There is hypocrisy. There is nothing that manifests the truth of God. God never called us to be eloquent at words, but having an empty life which is empty and void of God's power. Desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. 2 Timothy 2, verse 23. These words I'm speaking will be very useful. If you can, you've recorded it, listen to it. One day you come across some of these things. 2 Timothy 2 verse
23.
But foolish and unlearned questions avoid. Knowing that they do gender strifes. They gender strifes. They just bring out confusion and arguments. He says, avoid such things. And he says, the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach and patient. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. So there will be believers who oppose themselves. Don't also get in that spirit of arguments. In meekness, try to show them the right way. If God peradventure will give them repentance. So when you see one goes in a wrong path, it's not arguments which will serve them. It is your meekness whilst showing the wisdom of God. Because you need to have hope that God may make them see the light. So do everything humbly and respectfully, but with boldness, knowing where you stand.
Amen.
A person who's been misled When he is being corrected with love and humility, there are more chances that they will be able to see the right thing. But if you also get up, you get caught up in an emotional fight, you both look like fools. You won't see who is wiser. Let us read Philippians 3, verse 8. I want to speak on these few other things. As we are believers and as we are growing as a church, let us always remember Philippians 3, verse 8. Yeah, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. When you become a believer, be ready to lose all things. Don't get your heart attached to anything. Don't get attached to anything. And I mean anything. When you're in this world, you're just on a journey. You exit later on. Whatever God puts in your hands, you are just a manager of God's resources. Don't find your identity in those things. Because when those things are taken away, you feel like your life also has been taken away. Don't get attached to anything. You lose everything. Just say, I belong to the Lord. You know Job? All his children died one day. What did he do? Did he say, is that what he said? His wealth ended in one day. What did Job say? He knelt down. What did he say? Naked I came into the world. Naked I go. You know why he said that? His heart was not attached to anything. He knew that everything I can have belongs in the hands of God. So he said, Lord, you gave and now you've taken. May God give us the strength not to be attached to anything. So that when that day comes, he takes away his things, we'll say, blessed be the name of the Lord. It will be painful, yes, but you say, I've suffered loss for the kingdom of God. A person who is not attached to things, you can never move him. You can't. Why? He's not attached to anything. That person will be able to say, nothing can separate me from the love of God. Riches or poverty. Height or depth. Nothing. So in Christ, we suffer the loss of all things, including your family. Sometimes including your husband or your wife. What do I mean? Jesus said, anyone who wants to come after me, let him be ready to forsake everything. What will happen when your family says, don't believe, don't go to the church you are going to? If Jesus is your Lord, you'll be ready to follow him. Don't be attached to anything. Be only committed to Christ. Philippians 4, verse 10 to 19. In all these things, I need to encourage you this. The day you get a revelation that you own nothing, When God gives you things, and when you see in the word it says give, you will never have a problem in giving offering. You will never have a problem in giving tithes. Because your heart will be after the work of God. Philippians 4 verse 10. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care of me has flourished again. So Paul is in prison. And he says, I rejoice. Because you are careful to take care of me whilst I'm in prison. You know, they would send him money, they would send him things. He says, I am not saying this because I want you to send something to me. Verse 11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. He says, I've known receiving things and are full of them. I've also known how to have to lack. I've gone through lacking things. I've gone through having so much things. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. He says, I've gone through all these things. Where I had everything, where I suffered need, he says, I'm able to do all these things. When things leave my hands, I'm able to live like that. When God supplies, I know how to be full. Verse 13, I can do all things. What does it mean I can do all things? Means I can live both in lack and in plenty. I can do all things. Not because I'm a strong person, but because Jesus gives me the strength. So I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that you did communicate with my affliction. So now, Paul has a special place in his heart for the Philippian believers. Now, let me show you this. Now, you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church, verse 15, we are in chapter 4, verse 15. Philippians 4 verse 15. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. So even in the early church, there were people who had problems with giving, huh? And Paul says, all these churches I've been to, you Philippians, you are the only ones who've shown concern, wanting to know about giving. Organizing things to send to me so that, you know, I'm comforted. Because, you know, many times, if you're not careful as believers, you will never be getting bothered about the work of ministry. How does it get accomplished? Listen to what he says here. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity. So these Philippian believers, they would gather something and give to Paul. And so he says, no other church did this but you. Now listen to what he says carefully. He says, why am I speaking these things? He says, not because I desire a gift. Just like right now, some people are thinking, why is he talking about this? Does he want us to give something? That is usually a temptation in the mind of a person, right? Suppose there is, I'm speaking this not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. That's powerful. He says, I speak this so that you can experience the blessing of the Lord. Not because I need anything. But that you may, you know, fruit may abound to your account. Let's talk about this. You know, we don't usually talk about money and stuff like that. Eh? Or giving. But that does not mean it's not written in the Word of God. People have abused it. Pentecostals love to say, give, give, you shall be blessed. And they've done so much wrong about it, in so much that when people look at churches, people think they just get money from people. But we are believers.
Even if we're Christians,
we know giving is in the Word of God. There's a right teaching about it. Is that right?
Amen.
It's biblical. You want to experience the blessing of God? Give towards the ministry of His Word. And God will bless the work of your hands. Let me share to you my testimony. Because many times people see where you are, and they think it's always been like that. It's never been. From the time I was young, I believed in the power of giving. We used to pray. We used to fast. And then would keep some little money. And with my friends, three of them, would put monies together. We put it together. Then we'd say, let us look for a village where we can go. This will be our transport money. And so we get on a bus. We go to Chongwe. We start preaching. How old were we?
Grade 10.
That was grade 10?
Yeah.
So how old were we?
16.
No, brother, that was grade 8 and 9. We're much younger. Right, right.
That was grade 10?
Yes. Okay, grade 10. So, we were very young. I was 15 years old. Put little resources together. We go for evangelism. Later on, when I got into university, there used to be money the government used to give. They call it bursary. Very little amount of money for a student to buy himself food. You know what I used to do? I'll get that bursary. I'm not saying you have to do that. But that is how hungry I was for God. You understand that? I was pastoring that time. You know, I already started preaching that time. I was a student, but I was already pastoring. We didn't have a church building. We used to rent a classroom. And I was the pastor. The people who were in church were students also. No one was working. So I would take that money I received. I would remove about 60% to pay for rent, to help out with people who had some little need here and there. Other people also, like Brother Mansa. I remember Brother Mansa used to work as a shopkeeper in one of the supermarkets, just getting things. Whatever little salary he had, they would give towards the work of God. It was a struggle. It wasn't easy. We didn't have vehicles. We used to walk from Mtendere Tukaunda square. Preaching and praying for the people. Walking on foot. We didn't even afford for paying for bus fare. PHI was a bush that time. There were no houses. It was a bush, very dangerous. But we were children. Would walk. That was in 1998-1999. We walk through there around 21 hours. We pray for people who are demon possessed. People were getting delivered. Walking in the night. When we reach home, parents are upset. You've come late home. Sorry. We go inside the house. But I think that was a better problem. Then a child is coming drunk at 21 hours. Us who were coming with Bibles. I tell you one thing. God was watching. Every little thing which came in the hands, we were thinking about taking the gospel ahead. Amen. Well, today people see, oh, he has a Hilux.
Later on, Hilux.
You think that thing is for boasting? It's because the work has grown bigger. We are only stewards. But I've learned something. When you give towards the work of God, God blesses the work of your hands so that his work can grow.
Amen.
That's the secret. Secret is not Bweresani holy water tipemperere mukare na daliso mufake pa business yanu wenye. There's nothing in that. The secret is in knowing a true ministry and support it with the little that you have. Whether it's a one kwacha,
even if it's one kwacha,
once it goes towards that work and it helps a preacher move forward in preaching the word of God, you see what God will do upon whatever you are doing. Because if Brother Nzima goes to Chatama, if Brother Mansa goes to Kapiri, and your one kwacha is part of the fuel which went in there, it means you've gone with Brother Mansa. It means you've gone with Brother Nzima. When five people have been baptized there, it means you have baptized them. Why? The little money you have has gone towards the work of God. How am I here? Someone put fuel in that vehicle. Whoever that person is, God will bless them. Whether I pray for them or I don't pray for them, it's God who bless them. Why? They've made it possible for me to be here. Are you seeing how God works? Listen to me. Any person who does that, I've never seen them cry because they're lacking food in their house. God supplies for them because their hearts are committed to the work of God. There was one time a preacher from Europe came. I taught the church in Lusaka. Whenever our brothers from the West come, you know what people do? They make them pay for their accommodation. I called for a meeting. I told my brothers, I have seen all churches do that. They let a white man pay for himself. I said, we should never do that.
Not if it's such a so.
We should never. The God that man serves is the God we serve. And we need to respect a preacher when he comes. I could see others were wondering if we can manage. I said, we'll manage. Let's make contributions. It's us who pay for his hotel. We did that. Oh, someone came to me. He says, why does your church do that? That preacher has money. Us, we let him pay for himself. I said, look, I'm not doing it because that man can't pay for himself. We are doing it for our own good. If we do that, God will bless us. Because it means we respect the servant of God who has come. So I taught the believers in Lusaka, whether it's a white man or a black man who comes, we pay for their hotel bills. We take care of them. And you see how God will bless us. You know what? We've always been doing that. Business to one of my companies.
Small businesses, they have companies.
God has blessed those who didn't have houses, they now have houses. I taught them a secret. When you are part of the work God is doing, you don't have to be rich. Whatever little you have, as long as it comes from your heart, give towards the work of God. You see how God will start pouring in your pocket. Because he knows your pocket is a pipe. It waters the work of God. It's in the word of God. Luke chapter 8, verse
16.
Someone got the witch doctor.
They do the tattoos on your back.
Ni when yes, who seven zaivo?
That's a lie. Those things don't work.
Umanga chabe omoyo wako.
Just enslaving your own life.
Madali so yali munchito ya mulungu.
Blessed in the wake of God.
Ine na yao na na maso yanga.
See them with my own eyes.
Madali so.
The blessings.
Yali munchito ya mulungu.
They are in God's word.
Mulimi akalima apasa kunchitwa mulungu mulungu amdalise. Ulana kantemba apanga 5 kwa chai kuti ah ii nifuna iende ku mission.
Those who have a small kantemba wakapeleka ku mission.
Wafaka envelope ii yenda ku mission.
This one goes to the mission.
Ii ni tithe.
This one is tenth.
Wapempera na kupempera mulungu.
When you pray
kukonga zumwe lemba mao yano.
Following what you wrote in your word.
Nukuya mekani pa madari so yuma nipasa.
I thank you for the blessing you gave me.
Na pasa indarama kunchito yano.
I've given this to your work. Amen.
Ngatu unachofuna.
If you have a request.
Watola envelope yako.
You get your envelope.
Wangena na mfasting.
You go into fasting.
Kuti mulungu neo nufuna fertilizer.
Lord, I want fertilizer.
Mulungu neo nufuna ichinaichi.
I want this and that.
Pali itaisi yuno pasa.
On this tithe that I'm giving.
Nitandi zen.
Help me.
Ulemu wapasa kutaisi ula mulungu wao nezu uchiti. But ingati upasa.
If you are giving.
But sufaka konzeru chabi watenga wafaka paka pepo waponya pala. Ni problem na yue.
You are not mindful of what you're doing.
Chiri ingati utenga chabi ndaramu hata ya mansi.
Like you're just throwing water in.
Pu bwelesa offering kuli mulungu.
When you are bringing to God.
Fanika wapempera, wamuyamika. Wamuja zintu, ziri kumuti mazu sakira sakira.
What you are looking for.
Ngatufuna walemba na prayer request ya busa nipempelele ni pari ichina ichina ichi. Kapena wangena mfasting wangena mulungu nitandize ni ichina ichi. Na pasa itaith.
I've given the tithe.
Apo wapasa ulemu.
It means you've given respect.
Pachila chintu chamino chupasa kule mulungu.
On that thing which you're giving to God.
Not what told us about in person one ka paper.
You just get and say, give me a paper and you just throw it. No.
Supasa ulema poroma.
You are not respecting the work.
Luke 8, verse 1 to 3.
Luke 8, 1 to 3.
Utumikwa Yesu Kristo wenzenda bwanji.
How was Jesus?
Jesus used to move from place to place. Is that correct?
Jesus, yes, wenda maru na maru.
Do you know that? He never used to rest. He preaches in this place, he goes to another place. How was he doing that? Was he doing it by, he just disappears and then he moves in another place, he's preaching? No. There were people who were making that possible. Let's read. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village. Do you know what it means to go through every city? Today is in Choma, another day is in Kapiri, another day is in... He moved in every city, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. So he wasn't just alone. There were other men he was working with. So meaning if they needed to eat, the budget was bigger, right? Because he wasn't alone. He was with 12. Altogether there were 13. Is that correct?
Amen.
And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward. So Joanna must have been well to do, huh? She was a wife of Herod's steward. And Susanna and many others. What did these women do? Which ministered unto him of their substance. These women, whatever little they used to have, the Bible says they used to give towards the ministry of Jesus. To help him do the movements. There were women who had businesses. Whatever they made, they used to remove something and they would give to Jesus' ministry. So that when Jesus says, oh, we need to get on a boat, we are going over the other side, they had the money to use for that. Where was the money coming from? There were those women. They were in business. So when they see, oh, the Lord Jesus is moving to a certain place, they say, please use this. I believe God blessed them. Because today we read the Bible. Because there were women who supported that ministry. I've never taught about giving, right? Today is the first time I'm teaching it. Do you think it's an important teaching?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
It is an important teaching.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Because we are believers. And if we are believers, we believe everything we see in the Word of God. Other people have taught giving in a wrong way. But we are teaching you in the right way. You give what is on your heart. And give respect to your offering. You don't just touch your pocket and say, oh, this is the one I
have.
Prepare what to give during the week. You put something in your house. You put there. Another one, watenga kakopoke na kutu in their offering.
This is for offering.
Inangu ni mission. You don't have to do that. I'm just giving you ideas. Ikakwana ntawi manja kutu, oh manja pa, yakwana ni month end.
This time you say it's the end of the month.
We need to give. You come with your family, your children. So this is what God has blessed us with. Let us kneel down. You put that little cup there where you've been put. You thank the Lord. You thank him for keeping you in the mass. Thank him for every food he has given you. Next, pray for the things you desire. You say, wana wanga tifani katipempele. This year, mulungu atidali seko.
God should bless us.
Tifuna ichi, tifuna ichi, tifuna ichi. Mulungu atitandi zeko.
God should help us.
All of you. You touch that offering. You present your request before them. Try to do that and see if God won't bless you. He said it in his word. And I have seen it with my eyes. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's close with Philippians 4 verse 5. Philippians 4 verse 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. You know what that means? As a believer, you need to have a sense of time. Don't do things like you live forever. Let me ask a question.
Who
is
going to die?
Maybe when
I'm
going to die. Who is going to die? Pano, tuane. All of us. If the Lord doesn't come soon, we all die.
Amen.
So if we are all going to die, we need to do things in a hurry, knowing that we don't have time. Emphasis, Iwika.
You don't know when you die.
Because I think was like I'm believing that now we're not even.
Don't think that there are these who are old, the ones who die first. No.
I've seen it with my eyes. Young people who were energetic. Dying.
Kufa.
The old woman who was sick is still there.
Igalipo.
We don't know who will be next.
Kutindani.
But
koma.
Let's do things quickly.
Sanga vintu, msanga. Amen.
Don't just kuchita vintu pole pole. Ngati tinkale muyayaya paziko. Don't
vintu as if you still have the time on earth.
Ngati una plan ya kuti nifuna nikaembe ka shop. Nifuna nikashite so. Nifuna
shop, we want to do this and that.
Do things quickly. Don't do things like you'll be like that forever.
Time is not scared. Doesn't wait for people.
Whether
you ticking. You're working, the time still moves.
Mukachajinga phone.
When you charge the phone.
100%.
Yazula.
Maifak.
You leave it.
Olo sumutinika.
Even if you don't press it.
Battery, you are mboela pants.
The battery keeps coming down.
90%, 70, bas, yankala 0 foot.
70,
so time does not say, no, today he doesn't have work. Let me hold it back a bit. Let us have a sense of urgency.
Amen.
Look at this church building. Windows are not there. Floor is not there. When we are coming,
it is aware.
We didn't have for transport money. We were checking the account for Rufunsa Church. Offering Yafika, I think 830 somewhere there. So I told my brothers, we can't use that. Let that go towards putting the floor in that church. Let it go towards windows. Because it has stayed long, there's no progress. What we want to see is progress. Tufuna misonkano ziri powerful. Kuna wakuti olovalwendo wachoka kuti they can keep up here.
We want powerful meetings even when visitors come, they can stay here.
Not chaka chisiri mriye flomon.
Let not the year end. The year end.
The year shouldn't end. There are no windows. No floor.
There's no window. Nibe floor.
We need floor.
Floor.
We need windows. So that if other pastors from outside come, Pastor Verem or whichever preachers, they can stay here. 1 week, 2 weeks, they're just here. We can put electricity here. 5 days convention, we are just meeting here. We want to have, we can have chairs in here. You know what will help that? When everyone knows the secret of giving towards the work of God. When everyone says, we want this to be a beautiful place where we can worship. With doors and windows and everything. Wakafaka radio yam churchi vamvera na preaching message wa pempera wa pempera. Ali yensa gamba ah nifuna chepe ninkare mchache 3 days nishita fasting.
Mpingo 3 days kuleka
kuti. Ivo visa kwani risika ngati no nyumba ya sirizika.
That will be managed if we finish this house.
Kosa gamba ah tili kumunze chana ah tingafake ceiling na ma light paoneka bwino.
We can make it look nice. Don't say we
are. That's the God I serve. He is a God who provides. When we pray. And when we commit ourselves, shall we stand? Mm-hmm.